This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 8, 2017. On this date, in 1618, Johannes Kepler discovered the third law of planetary motion. Looking at today's news, Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, a plea to add construction hours at the Salem Harbor Footprint Power Plant has been put on hold amidst complaints over some workers at the site not obeying or respecting area traffic laws. Footprint contractor Iberdrola Energy Projects has requested to extend a second shift by adding two working hours Monday through Friday and opening up time for maintenance work for a few dozen people on Sunday. The Council's Public Health, Safety, and Environment Committee kept the request in committee Tuesday night after complaints piled on about some workers from the site not sticking to traffic laws, including not following parking regulations, stop signs, speed limits, and more. It was suggested at the meeting that maybe 1% of workers on the site are a problem. While discussing the request, Iberdrola site manager Bill Burns said police details and issuing tickets to cars parked illegally have helped curb some problems. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. There are two stories coming out of Lynn City Hall. Bill Newell has the details.
Rick, as family, friends, and fellow police officers looked on, Deputy Chief Michael McGeary was sworn in as the city's top cop on Tuesday. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the item, the mayor's office was packed for the 10-minute ceremony as the 54-year-old chief, who had been on the force since 1986, was administered the oath by city clerk Janet Rowe. Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy was all smiles, and she hugged and encouraged the city's new chief. Quote, there's no better person, coach or police officer, that you could ask to for the city of Lynn than to have Mike as our new chief, she said. Following thunderous applause, McGeary thanked the mayor, Deputy Chief Leonard Dismaris, his parents, Skip and Arlene, for the example that they set, his wonderful wife, Lisa, and their children, Jennifer and Brendan, for the sacrifices that they've made. He also commended the men and women of the Lynn Police Department. In another story from Lynn City Hall, written by Thomas Grillo, starting this summer, Lynn will no longer be the state's largest municipality without a city planner. Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy has proposed to fill the planning position that has been vacant for nearly 25 years. I've wanted to get a planner for a long, long time, and now's the right time, she said. A planner will update zoning citywide and determine land usage as we plot the city's future. The job, which is expected to cost up to $100,000 annually, comes as a recent study by RKG Associates Incorporated in Boston called in the city to improve planning and regulatory and zoning functions by creating a planning office led by a professional to institute permitting that is transparent, streamlined, and fair. There's more on these two stories on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, the developer seeking to convert the old Maplewood School building in Gloucester into 12 residences says he secured financing for the $3.3 million project, and some neighbors have supported his plans. But the office of Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken, citing more than 3 years of delays in advancing the project, is instead poised to put out a new request for proposals for the site. The property, the target of five development proposals over the past several years, remains city-owned and has been vacant since 2003. Lanesville resident Kirk Noyce, whose nonprofit Gloucester Development Team, Inc., is best known as developer and manager of the Central Grammar Senior Housing Project across Dale Avenue from City Hall, said he has secured financing through North Shore Bank to renovate the school into 12 residences. At least one unit will be designated affordable under federal and state economic guidelines. But James Destino, the city's chief administrative officer, said Noyce has long run out of time. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.